from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Random question.
For you, Gold. For you, Q, over on the text line, 913-586-7610. You can, of course, always watch the show. YouTube, Facebook, Twitch. I'm working to get on the other ones as well, but you can watch the show on video. Alex's lighting's way better. So, I mean, he's looking extra handsome today for you. If you want to go check it out at 610 Sports KC.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're wearing a polo, not even in a t-shirt.
Look, we've been
lighting's better.
When we've been up at camp, during camp, we wear the same black polo. You and I are matching every day.
We actually each have three or four of them.
And so it's nice to wear something different today. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'll put on the blue polo today.
That's a good
I was wearing
up.
The shirt you're wearing. I threw on last night. That's why I'm not.
I actually wore MacArthur's 9th Infantry last night after we got back from camp.
Yeah, I still wear that thing.
I'm just letting you know, that's what I was wearing last night. Came in for the save. Worked out great. Yeah. Either way, the shirt I'm wearing today is the Vinny shirt that says, who gives a beep, we're winning games.
I still think it should say, who gives a bleep.
That's fine, but either way, I've agreed to have that tattooed on my body if the Royals win the World Series this year.
The who gives a bleep tattooed on your body?
That's what that whole... That
I know, but in the Pasquatch.
Oh, does it have to be the password?
The whole thing,
too?
Yeah. It's not just the line.
And it'll have the actual curse word. If I'm getting it tattooed on my body, it's not going to be bleep. Yeah, it might
but
as well
you have
say
to have a Pasquatch on there.
Fine.
Anyway, what's
Vinny,
the question?
But Vinny has to be there. He has to put the 9 on there or something.
You want Vinny to tattoo you?
Yeah. Not all of it, just the 9.
Okay.
He can tattoo a number 9.
Mm, okay.
I trust Vinny to handle that.
That thing's going to be crooked and squiggly lines.
Either way. The question I have for you today is... It's easy enough. This question got asked on Twitter, gets asked around the Olympics every time. But I'm going to give you a certain scenario to make it easier. So the question is typically asked, what is the Olympic sport you were the closest to going pro in? Here's my caveat. I want to know the answer to that question. But in this scenario, it is a Groundhog Day-like scenario in which you have 1 year to relive. You have 300 and let's say 5 years because it's probably not enough. 5 years to relive the same day 365 times in a row. And at the end of that, you have to compete in an Olympic event. Which is the one you actually think you could medal in? Archery stands out right away, doesn't it? Like I could surely learn how to shoot a bow in 5 years every day, 365 days.
I mean, none's the correct answer, but overall,
air pistol.
Man, that's a good question.
Problem with archery is the Korean women have won 10 golds in a row, so you're not taking them down.
5 straight years of training and doing nothing but said sport.
Because it can't be anything with too much athleticism. Let's just eliminate those immediately. There's no amount of like...
I don't think I'd be able to do it, but 5 years. I would love to say water polo, but I think that's ultra. That's tough.
What about trampoline? You know, could you figure that out? There's a lot of gymnastics part of that.
No way.
I mean, it's tough. I mean, surfing? Surfing, right? I mean, you still got to be an incredible athlete.
No.
Surfing?
No chance.
You got 5 years to figure it out every
day? Surfing? We live in Kansas City. Surfing? No. No, I can't even train for that around here.
My buddy Nathan says curling. That's a winter one.
Well, that's everybody's answer in the Winter Olympics. Everybody thinks they can go to the Kansas City Curling Club for 5 years and be an Olympian. And so if only it was that easy.
I mean, that one would give you a better chance because, again, the athleticism part of it's not going to burn you. I was a pretty decent badminton player in those days, but I don't think I could get good enough at it. You watch those people or ping pong? Do you see the way they play, the speed in which they play those sports? I don't think so. What about breakdancing? Breaking?
No chance.
Cole,
Could
you figure out how to break dance?
No chance.
Every day for 5 years professional training?
No.
Someone says shooting, but I'm a Marine sniper. Well, that's a little unfair. So yeah, the air pistol, it seems like you'd probably be pretty good.
That might be the most realistic one to try after 5 years of practice. Like some of the other ones, just the athleticism required on some of these, besides the conditioning aspect, is just too much.
What about cycling? I mean, the conditioning part, but again, you can get your conditioning up in 5 years, man.
No.
It's all you're training for every day, every second.
No. I think there's some that are viewed, doesn't mean that they're not extremely, there's some that the learning curve might be easier, but it's not even just learn. Once you learn it, you still have to then master it all the way to be an Olympian. So no.
Someone says in 5 years, Cody thinks he can catch up. I'm not saying I could do any of them. I'm just saying which one's most likely. Someone says Olympians have been Groundhog Day training since they were like five.
That's the thing.
Maybe it's 20 years. Whatever the timeline you need in order to make this, it's not fair. In Groundhog Day, it's like 1,000 years. So like he was there forever. Obviously, that's why he could like ice sculpt with a chainsaw.
Yeah, there's just no way, man.
The problem is like, what about what? There's a
fencing.
There's a 59-year-old competing in the equestrian stuff.
So that means she's been doing it probably for 40 years or 45, 50.
It's him, and he's probably he's probably been on a horse since he was like four.
50 years of that.
Yeah, but he's the oldest Olympian to compete this year. Most of them are younger than him.
But he's got 20 years.
You get 20 years. 20 years of Groundhog Day. I couldn't get a bronze in equestrian.
No. Q, what about you?
If I had to...
Someone said the speed walking one.
That's what the speed walking one is the one that comes in just because I think you could, you know, there's a...
I forgot
more technique, you know,
yeah.
Seems more technique based than actual athleticism. But if I had to choose like a sport and I get to train for it for a significant amount of time, I did wrestling when I was in like middle school and stuff. So I would probably go with wrestling, but I am no way, shape or form. Do I think now that I could do anything close to
I'm
wrestling.
Up to 20 years. I decided five. You're right. Five is not enough.
20 years, nonstop, everyday training.
Like if I had continued with wrestling, you know, all the way through high school and stuff, then maybe I think I have the right body type for it just cause I'm a bigger human being. But
I just think, I mean, like you said, the 20 years Q. That's actually what these people already do.
Yes, but they can't do it if it's a Groundhog Day scenario, right? You got nothing. This is all you're going to do. 300. I know, I understand that's probably all they do, but like it feels like I should be able to make some progress here. They took a day off. Singular, right? Somewhere there.
I mean, the football American football team, didn't they lose to like Japan or something?
They did.
Which is that seems like an embarrassment.
It does.
We don't have our best athletes playing that.
Another trade, by the way, and this is a pretty good size one because it's for left-handed Trevor Rogers, who the Royals had some interest in. The Baltimore Orioles are finalizing a deal to acquire left-hander Trevor Rogers from the Marlins. Infielder Connor Norby, one of the players heading to Miami in the trade.
But there you go. I mean, the Orioles, they should be all in. This is their Corbin Burns probably not back next year for the Orioles. So this is their year. They're leading the AL East by a half game over the Yankees. They have a legit chance to win the World Series. And then next year, while they've got a bunch of young talent, they have a farm system where some guys are blocking each other almost right now. And so they have the pieces to make moves. I'm not surprised that the Orioles are getting some of the best people available in the market.
There's a certain number of years into it where you got to take a real chance. I think that's why the Royals were so much more aggressive in year two of their run than year one. Year one, if you go back and look at the trade deadline, the Royals didn't just like go big. They added a couple of like players, and most of those guys didn't really factor into their 2014 World Series run. And then in 15, they swung for the damn fences because they didn't know how long their thing's going to last. And I would warn the Orioles and any team in baseball this. As much as the Orioles on paper right now look like they have an endless runway to be good, that's not really how baseball works. And you can run into some problems pretty early on. And so if you've got an opportunity to win the AL East, one of the toughest divisions in baseball, win it and give yourself a real chance at a World Series.
Yeah, the Orioles just gave up their number five prospect in their system. Now, their number one prospect in their system is also the number one prospect in baseball, Jackson Holliday. So in their system, when you're the fifth best in the Orioles system, It's a little bit different being the fifth best in the Royal system right now of where things are at. It just is.
Yeah. I think that, yes. Yeah.
It's just the reality of the current situation. People can disagree about rankings, but
they just haven't rebuilt their system to be up with the Orioles system.
Reminder, tomorrow to recap all of this and whether they make moves tonight or today or not, J.J. Piccolo, Royals general manager, going to be on the show with us tomorrow. So looking forward to get his perspective on either moves they make today, why maybe a move didn't happen, what the market really was and all of that, and how they envision utilizing some of these pieces.
Let's just ask him the closest trade he almost made. What's the one you definitely thought was going to happen and didn't come through?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He'll tell us that, right?
Yeah. He'll always open up. And let us know.
And tell her which player you were going to trade for him.
Yeah. No, specifically, what player you're willing to trade away. I'm sure that'll get you'll get that answer on the radio, too.
I'll say this. In the last 30 minutes, like four relievers have been moved. Well, so if you were in the reliever market and you were the Royals, things are moving quickly. Like, they're happening one right after the other, right? But they also made their move right after two injuries occurred, and they were already in talks. That's why they made the move that they made a couple of nights ago, is that they felt like they had to get on top of it. Both of their moves seemed preemptive of when the market kind of picked up again.
Yeah, like the Orioles have made multiple trades, and they still have been able to retain two of the top 15 prospects in all baseball. So they didn't have to give up any of their two top prospects so far in these trades.
Jackson Holliday, when he came up, he looked...
Yeah, he was rough. He's back down in AAA.
Yeah, it was not a smooth couple of weeks for Jackson Holliday. Doesn't mean he's like... Please do not like assume his career is done, but... It was just a rough couple of weeks, that's all.
Up next, 1 o'clock hour, one player that was considering signing with the Chiefs, and when it comes to quarterback pay in the league, why one thing needs to be pointed out. We'll do that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.